Beloved, as we begin this new academic year, we recognize that we are going to need a Sunday moment to take a breath in worship. And we're going to need a daily moment to take a breath in quiet, in prayer, maybe sitting quietly in this chapel. We say the best thing we do at Marsh Chapel is nothing at all. We open the doors and let people come. In your quiet, you may want to remember the guides that have carried you thus far. Take a deep breath. Remember the Decalogue. No other God, no graven image. Don't take the name of the Lord in vain. Remember the Sabbath. Honor father and mother. Thou shalt not kill, commit adultery, steal, bear false witness, or covet. You may want to remember the blessings, the gifts named in the Dominical listing. Blessed are the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Those who mourn, they shall be comforted. The meek, they shall inherit the earth. Those who hunger and thirst for justice, they shall be satisfied. The merciful, they shall obtain mercy. The pure in heart, they shall see God. The peacemakers, they shall be called the children of God. Those who are persecuted for justice's sake, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Or you may want to lift the remembrance of a creed or even of the apostles' teaching, direct, true. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Never lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in your hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Practice hospitality. Take a moment each day to breathe. Take a big moment each week to pray. We welcome you to Marsh Chapel and its ministry. One of our choristers, a fellow student of many of yours, Maggie Ward, brings you a formal word of welcome. Maggie?
Marsh Chapel at Boston University for this fall of 2018. We look forward to getting to know you as you sign up to sing in a choir, as you volunteer to usher or greet, as you attend a fellowship or study group, and especially as you worship with us on Sunday at 11 a.m. The envisioned mission of Marsh Chapel is to be a heart in the heart of the city and a service in the service of the city. To that end, Dr. Jarrett will invite you to vocal expressions of faith in the life of our music program. To that end, Ms. Chica will invite you to global outreach in our work with international students. To that end, Brother Whitney will invite you to take part and take leadership in campus student ministry. To that end, Mr. Bouchard will solicit your support for work and works in hospitality. This year, with our emphasis on voice, vocation, and volume in our shared life, we're using as a focus for our work the word hope. Our summer, fall, and spring term worship and community life are laden with expressions of hope. We trust and hope that each and every Sunday morning will become an occasion for the speaking and hearing of a word of faith in a pastoral voice toward a common hope. Where we can personally be helpful to you, and where our staff, chaplains, and campus ministers can be a benefit and blessing to you, do not hesitate to call upon us. John Wesley famously called for a means of grace to spread scriptural holiness and reform the nation. Now that was a big dream. May grace expand and extend in meaning for all of us in the fall term of 2018.
Maggie, thank you so much. We appreciate your word and words of welcome. In our communion meditation today, we ask you together to meditate on adventure and regret and faith. Adventure and regret and faith. These years, class of 2022 and others, are times of potential wonderful adventure. What a rush of energy each early September. What a privilege for those of us to see and hear and be a part of that expectation of adventure. Did you listen to the light voice of the choir under the Song of Songs? Voice, beloved, leaping bounding. Voice, beloved, leaping, bounding. These are years of adventure. Wonderful. Some of you may take that sense of adventure farther away than others. We have had quite a debate, haven't we, in this country over the last 2.5 years about building a wall along the Rio Grande. About building a wall along the Rio Grande. But I have yet, maybe you've heard, I have yet to hear once a single reference to the Monroe Doctrine of 1823, which explicitly named for our country a particular and specific support of the countries of the Western Hemisphere, Canada to Mexico to Chile. A relationship not of denigration, but of privilege. To privilege, not to denigrate. So it may be that some of you in the adventure of the next decade will go down south and help to rebuild countries from Honduras on north in society and economy and culture and politics, community. What a sense of adventure that may be. We as a country have every reason to do it. We have the means, we have the motivation, and we have the Monroe Doctrine of 1823, but don't take my word for it. Listen to a rising senior and Marsh Chapel leader here who has also earning a degree in international relations, Denise Nicole Stone. Denise, can you say a word or three to us about the Monroe Doctrine?
The Monroe Doctrine, authored by James Monroe in 1823, is, in the main, a statement of American commitment to the welfare and well-being of our northern and southern neighbors, Canada to Chile. It has waned and waxed in actual influence, and at times has been tragically abused. Theodore Roosevelt added his own corollary about 100 years after the original. The Monroe Doctrine expresses American commitment to protection and defense of our neighbors in this hemisphere.
Well, thank you. Sounds like I got a pass on a pass-fail scale. You would have gotten an A. That is, there is every means and reason to learn and grow, so to do, to enter life with adventure. How happy we are for you, for the adventures that will befall you and which you will enter and engage. We also ask you, as you're walking quietly or praying or worshiping, to keep in mind that life includes adventure, and yet for all of us it includes regret. May your adventures be many, may your regrets be few. May your adventures be many, may your regrets be few. Both in quantity and in quality, both in number and in dimension. We all end up having regrets. But as you're moving through these years, we hope and pray that they will be minimized. You know, there's a line in Shakespeare's play, Hamlet, "Methinks the lady protesteth too much." That is an indication of someone hearing something that's false, that's not quite true. Queen Gertrude, I think, is listening and hears something that's just a little bit off and false. That's what comes with regret. My friend Andrew Basevich said to the Boston University Academy some years ago, "You're going off to college, you graduates. Sometimes you're going to be in a place or a space or an event, and there'll be a little radar going off with you, a little conscience, a little voice, something saying, let's not go there right now." We encourage the regrets that, though they come, to be few. But don't take my word for it. We have here at Marsh Chapel a rising junior, a Marsh Chapel leader, and an English major named Tom Batson, who can tell us the real deal about Hamlet. Tom.
Well, Dean Hill, the quotation, though often put as you did, is more accurately, "The lady doth protest too much, methinks." The line so spoken is a little subtler and has an irony to it. Here, Queen Gertrude remarks on the insincerity, the overstatement within the play that Prince Hamlet creates. The play itself shows guilt and insincerity, as does the famous line about protesting too much. We use it in everyday speech to say that someone is lying.
So, Tom, and thank you for the correction and help. We recognize sometimes when we're looking each other in the eye and speaking and listening, when we're free for a moment of other means of interaction, when we can actually see and hear, that something's not quite right there. May those moments, they come to us all, be fewer rather than more developed. May they be across the years just light and few. Your walk during the day will carry you maybe down Commonwealth Avenue, maybe down to the harbor, maybe into a quiet favorite space along the Esplanade. There you will recollect something of your own most self and whatever tradition or set of remembrances you bring. As you do, think also about not only adventure and regret, but about faith, which is the capacity to balance the two, which involve us all. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In our gospel, according to St. Mark today, there's a difference. We're having a debate about honor, even this week, between honoring with the lips and honoring with the heart. The capacity in faith is to recognize that you may need the accelerator to go up the mountain of adventure, but you may need the brake pad to come down the mountain of regret. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to all who believe, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. Faith is the courage, the patience to pursue an adventure. Faith is the wisdom, the persistence to avoid a regret. Faith is the gathered life of the community, the gift of God in grace to us, and for that we need each other in hymnody, in prayer, in preaching, and in sacrament. Every Sunday we offer a prayer. Often the person giving the prayer is our lay leader, our chapter member, director, and her name is Sandra Cole, and I'm going to ask her to conclude our communion meditation this morning with such a prayer. Sandra?
Let us pray. Gracious God, holy and just, thou from whom we come and unto whom our spirits return, thou our dwelling place in all generations, rest upon us in the silence of this moment, we pray. Dry the tears of those moved to emotion in an hour of separation. Illumine the skyline of opportunity that lies behind the rain clouds of worry. Carry young hearts open to friendship and to seas of friendship. Help us hear for our time the voice of the prophet. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly? Help us, we earnestly pray, to prefer justice to judgment. Help us, we earnestly pray, to love the merciful more than the material. Help us, we earnestly pray, to walk humbly, not haughtily. May the degrees we earn turn by degrees the will of life from judgment to justice. May the courses we choose inspire in choices later a keenness of mind matched by a fullness of heart. May the learning we gain afford us the gain of humility, the honest desire to give credit where credit is due and not to tip the scale. May the friendships we make in their turn make us less inclined to judgment and more enamored of justice. May the regrets we acquire then incline us to mercy as we have felt mercy and not to material measurements alone. May the adventures we bravely pursue give us the wisdom to know our condition, mortal, frail, and prone to harm others, frail and mortal. May our acquisition of knowledge chase us toward justice, toward mercy, and toward humility, and the wisdom to welcome later, perhaps much later, the recognition that the larger the body of knowledge, the longer the shoreline of mystery that surrounds it. The larger the body of knowledge, the longer the shoreline of mystery that surrounds it. Amen.